sales tax or not?
Well, actually, that's not what I said. What I said with Mark Steiner was that we have a number of different gaps that need to be closed. One's in our operating budget, one's in our transportation funding, the other is in our water and wastewater infrastructure. And I said, by way of example, you know, when we raised the one penny on the sales tax 4 years ago, we moved from being the 42nd lowest sales tax in the country to the 32nd lowest. Nobody liked doing it at the time. But because of those decisions, we've been able to come through this recession in better shape than other states, because we therefore not only had the ability to make the right cuts, but we also had the wherewithal to make the right investments to create jobs. Jobs rebuilding our infrastructure, jobs teaching our children, jobs rebuilding our schools, and that's the balanced approach that we'll need to take this time. By way of illustration, if we were to raise the sales tax by another penny, I mean, it would be a broad-based thing to do, and it would enable us to do a lot of the things that that have to get done in the course of this session. I know that there's not very much public will for that, but somewhere between that sort of measure and the other things that you'll see in our budget, we need to forge the consensus necessary to make the modern investments that a modern economy requires in order to create jobs. So stay tuned. I mean, this is the day when the legislature comes back into session. The one concrete announcement we've made is that we'll be investing, proposing that the legislature invest $372 million in school construction. Many of you recall when the Lieutenant Governor and I asked you all to join us at Germantown Elementary 6 years ago, we saw a lot of chain link fence and a lot of temporary learning shacks. What you see at that school now are smart boards, windows where the sunshine comes through the windows, and a lot of kids that are achieving at higher and higher levels on their test scores. But, John, we'll have other things to roll out for you on the budget, and all of this will, for the next 90 days, be a work in progress. We'll propose a budget, but there'll be give and take and work with the General Assembly.
Governor, do you see the potential for shifting teacher pension costs to counties this session?
Well, there's a couple of issues in terms of the partnership that leads to our being able to create the number one public schools in America 3 years in a row. We have to make sure that partnership is a shared partnership, and on the front of maintenance of effort, many have pointed out that even though the state has been providing record funding, some counties have instead decided to provide less funding than they had been to public education, and that doesn't make any sense. There are those like the Senate president who have long advocated that the counties need to share a greater percentage of the responsibility for paying for teacher pensions. I have resisted that in the past. Last session I said we need to fix it before we talk about sharing or shifting it, and I still think it would be irresponsible to do that without a revenue source to support it. Just giving them the tab and telling them to go find it out of their shortfalls doesn't seem to be a solution. So we'll have more on that shortly.
Back on the taxes, I want to make sure. The sales tax, you haven't abandoned your ideas on the gas tax or flush tax in favor of the sales tax. It's just another idea lawmaker.
No, I'm saying it's another idea, and if the legislature doesn't like the things that are proposed, I think we should remember that no one in our state lost a house, lost a job, or lost a business because of the additional penny on the sales tax. And that these bridges don't build themselves, the mass transit, the water, wastewater infrastructure. You know, our parents built this country, and our grandparents built this country by their hard work, by their labor, and their investment. And that's, if we want to build a better country for our kids, that's how we have to do it as well. So I'm sure, you know, if any of us was capable of coming up with the perfect solution, you wouldn't have to elect so many people to come to the Maryland General Assembly. So there'll be lots of differences of opinion. And if the delegates and the senators don't care for some of the solutions that we put forward in the drive to forge a consensus, then they can put forward other ideas. And if all else fails, I think we should remember that one penny on the sales tax is a pretty big yield, and we still have a sales tax that I do believe is the 32nd lowest in the country.